Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It is so good to be with you again today. Where we left off in Psalm 119, we read, "They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways." Last week, we found how important it is to put our Bible and our faith in motion. The Bible tells us that Christian life is more than just church on Sunday. Even though that's very important, it should involve all our day. What the Bible has to say should affect our daily life. Here we see if we're following the Lord, we will find ourselves, you'll find yourself not sinning. It is once said, sin will keep you from the Bible, or the Bible will keep us from sin. Let's take a look what John wrote. He says, "This then is the message what we heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." That's 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. John here tells us that there is consequences for our choices that we make. He tells us either we're walking in the light or we're walking in darkness. When we choose to walk in his ways, the result will be that we're in fellowship with God and with one another. I love this promise that's in the Bible, and it declares to us that by the blood of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, by his blood, Jesus, all our sins are cleansed. It's marvelous to think about that. The work that Jesus accomplished on the cross. It's simple. If we walk in his ways, his shed blood will cleanse us and set us at liberty from the pains of sin. Praise God for that. Even though we know that sin can be pleasurable for a season, we also know sin will catch up to us as in the long haul. If we are following the road of sin, we know that it's headed toward a train wreck that will lead us hurting with no peace in our lives. You find yourself saying, "I know that I do not want to sin, but I find myself sinning. It seems to have a grip on me. I just cannot seem to set myself free." First, I want to tell you there's hope, but you need to make a choice. In order to be set free from the grips that hold you, the key is to keep yourself in the love of God. By doing this, God will keep you from the pains of sin. Notice the advice that Jude gives us in Jude chapter 1, verse 21. He says, "Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." That's key. That we need to keep yourself. Keep ourselves in the love of God. That's a daily choice that we need to make each day. And he says also, not only what we need to be doing is looking for God's mercies. Do you know that God's mercies are new every morning? I make a practice each day that takes the words of Joshua to heart. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, we read it, "And it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, in my house, we will serve the Lord." Choose wisely each day. Make it a point to choose and follow God even this day. Just say in your heart, "Lord, I want to serve you. Lord, allow me this day to be led by your Spirit, to follow the things that you teach me in your word." And as you do that, God will certainly respond. He'll bless you and guide you. We see both in Psalm 119 and 1 John the importance of us walking and moving forward. Because if we stop walking and growing in our faith, we will be going backwards. I heard of a story of a race to get to a top of two different flagpoles. The only catch was the flagpoles were greased. when the whistles blew and a couple of the guys tried to race to the top of the two poles, you can imagine what happened to them the moment they stopped moving. You're right. They started slipping and sliding, and they slid all the way to the bottom of that pole. You got to be careful. You got to be careful that we keep moving, that we keep walking. That is why it's so important that we as believers keep walking, growing in our walk with our Lord, so we do not find ourselves sliding backwards. So how are we walking these days? The answer is to look at Jesus as our example. When you think about the life of Jesus, we read how he gave his whole heart in seeking God. Jesus said, "For I always do those things that please him." And that's in John 8:29. The Lord was always looking to please the Father. It was his every moment's desire to please the Father. What an example he gave for us. We read that what the writer of Hebrews tells us about Jesus. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, "Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it's written of me, to do thy will, O God." Did you notice the word do? In the verses about Jesus we just read, the Christian life is not just, it's just not a passive life. It shouldn't be a passive life. The word do is a word of action. Let's take the Lord's example this day, this week, and this month, and this year, to seek to walk with him daily. And how do you do that? Let me give you three things to think about. First of all, pray. Seek the Lord early. Seek the Lord throughout the day. Seek the Lord as your head hits the pillow in prayer. Learn about Jesus. And how do you do that? Secondly, is to study the Bible. And thirdly, simply follow him. And by doing these things, let me tell you that your life will be truly blessed. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.